Start your day this way, Rabbi Aryeh Zev Adler.
So we all know that the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, there's special mekaymus that Chazal tell us where one's supposed to put the menorah, where one's supposed to light the menorah. And as far as I'm aware, to put the menorah on top of a car might allude to the ruach of the zman, but it's got nothing to do with the kiyum of the mitzvah menorah, because Chazal say that the ikachiyav of hadlakas menorah is in the bais, in the house, in the person's house. That's where he's got to light. So either he lights by the front door, or he lights by the window. And b'shas ha'sakana, which is nowadays, one puts on the table inside the house. But the ikar chiyav hadlaka is definitely in the halach, in the shulchan aruch, is definitely in your house. That's where you're supposed to be lighting. So now, I want to talk today about a shayla that Reb Shem Zalman discusses. Reb Shem Zalman talks about a shayla, how big does this house have to be? So the shayla is not such a common shayla, but there's a din. B'chol HaTorah Kula, there's a din that a bayis has got to be Dalad Amos al Dalad Amos. This is not such a common shayla because Dalad Amos al Dalad Amos is basically about 2 by 2 meters square, even according to Chaznish. So maybe a prison cell or something like that, or sometimes in Amsterdam Airport you can get a pod, which is basically the size of a bed. That 2 meters is basically the size of a bed, the length of a bed, and then a little bit further than that. It's a very, very small area, but nonetheless, there's a din b'chalat erikula. Some people live in these houses. Maybe it's a tent. Some people live in maybe it's a studio apartment in the middle of Manhattan. But some people live in a house which is not dalad al dalad. And Reb Shem Zalman says it's a subject to shaila. Is this a din? Is this a place which is mechuyv b'mezuzah, which is mechuyv b'nei Chanukah or not? So, says Reb Shem Zalman that we have to go into, we have to understand the ikka din, the ikka chiyuv that a person has in hadlakas Ner Chanukah in a bais. And he says we've got to go to the main din of the Gemara. Now let's remember that in hadlakas Ner Chanukah, the main din is. We do now that we are nowadays where we're knowing that every single person lights, right? Every single one of the Bnei Abayis light, because that's Mahadrin and Mahadrin. But the Ikar Din, it could be Yotzer, that one person in the house has to light one there, and for that, you Yotzer the whole house, the whole Mishpacha, whoever's living in that house. So the Pnei Yeshua over there in the Sugi and Shabbos, where this Din is brought down, Shabbos Tef Chofal of Mudbeis, Pnei Yeshua asks a question. He said, why is it like that? He said, every other mitzvah, every other mitzvah, lulav or chidas matzah, or whatever it may be, there's a chiyuv al kol echad ve'echad miYisrael to go along and to eat matzah, to shake lulav, to do the mitzvah. The Torah wants that you should do that mitzvah. Freaked Bnei Yeshua, why is Ner Chanukah different? Not everyone has to do it, and it's at the ikad din, it's at the ikad locker, then it's enough that just one person in the house lights. What's the pshat? So says the Bnei Yeshua that the pshat is that the Torah is mechayev over here. Chazal is mechayev. I'm sorry. Over here, by Ner Chanukah, the main din is the ikar din of Ner Chanukah is that Chazal wanted one thing. They wanted that there should be a pesul minisa. There's no din. There's no chiyev. There's nothing which makes that you yourself have to go and light that Ner. Chazal want that there should be generally around the Pesul Minisa. So what they said was that make sure that every bias that there is in Klal Yisrael should have a ner, a light over there. So what we'd call it is what's called in the Sprach of the Achreinim, the Loshon of the Achreinim, it's called Chavis HaBayis. That there's a Chiv, the Chiv is not on you. What does Chavis HaBayis mean? It's like a mezuzah. The Chiv is not on you. The Chiv is not for you personally, every single Yid, to go along and do a mitzvah. The Chiv is that the house should have a ner over there. And that's why Mitzadik Adin, that's what explains Bnei Yeshua, Mitzadik Adin, since all Chazal wanted, the Tachris that Chazal wanted was, it should be a Pesul Minisa. So it's enough, therefore, that every single house should have a light over there, but that's already enough. As soon as the house has got a light over there, so you've been mekayim, you've been yoit to the chayvus habayis, and that's all Chazal wanted. So it comes out through this that the mitzvahs near Chanukah is just a chayvus habayis. All it is a chayva, it's a chiv to make sure that every house has a ner in it. The other tzad would be, and there are definitely rishonim who are mashma like this, that no, it's true that the Chazal were only mafal the chiv on one person or on the house, but the chiv is really that it's a chiv that I've got to, and yet every single person has got to go and light the menorah. Why does it need to be dafka in a bayis? Why can't I put it on top of a car? Why can't I put it anywhere? Because, okay, so we'll explain maybe that it's got to be a pesuma nissa, and it's got to be a pesuma nissa. What I have to make is a pesuma nissa. And if I go and light somewhere where in the middle of the street, I randomly hang onto a lamppost, I hang a glass box and put menorah inside, then anybody who's walking past doesn't see that I've made the hadlaka. So therefore the pesuma nissa is not there. But the ikkar din is exactly like a chidus matzah, that I've got to go and make a pesuma nissa. And how do I do it? Say Chazal, true that you can't just put it anywhere, but you've got to put it on your house. Because that's just because the oifen, how you have to do the pesuma nissa, is by putting it by your house. But the chiv is a chiv, again, like every single mitzvah, like matzah, like luluf, that you yourself have got to go and light the menorah. So again, very clear, Shaila, Shem Zalman says, Shem Zalman speaks this out, it's very clear, Shaila is a chivus habayis, or is a chivah called echad ve'echad miyisrael, to go into light, like the zachiv by luluf, and by, like the zachiv by luluf, and by matzah, and any other mitzvah that is in the Torah. Says of Shem Zalman, that's poshut then, that if it's a mitzvah called echad ve'echad, and to go and do it, and it's like a matzah, it's like a luluf, it's chiv on everyone to go and do this mitzvah of being mefaras in the nes. So he says it's poshut, that therefore that it doesn't make a difference what size your house is. The din is that you've got to do it in the place where you live. So there's no definitions, there's no dimensions to that house that you have to have, and it's you definitely have to light. Even if you're living in a little hovel, you've got to go and light. That's not a shayla. So the shayla is only according to the other tzad that we said, that's a chayvus habayis. So we find, it's a chayvus habayis. Is the chayvus habayis Chazal mechayev not that I should light, that every house in Klal Yisrael should have it? There's no chiv. Oh, so that's exactly the thing. That by other chivus habayis, other things which are chivus habayis, you find that less than dalad doesn't have a chiv. And this is a brayse in sukkah. A few cases in the Torah where the Torah need, where you need a house. The Torah says you need a house, you need a bayis. And less than dalad, the first brayse in the Gemara, and less than dalad is not called a house. Not called a house. The Indian all these dinim. The Gemara there says that so we'll go through a few of the cases, that a house which doesn't have dalad is potter mina mezuzah, doesn't have mezuzah like you were just saying, it's potter mina mezuzah, potter mina marke, means you don't have to put a marke, you don't have to put a fence around the roof, and ve'ina matan ben goyim. There's another din as well. There's a din that you have to have a house. Another din where you have to have a house. You got to have a house in order to have Tumas Negoim. What's Tumas Negoim? That if there's Tsaras on the Kaisle Abayis, right? So there's a din Tsaras, and you've got to go through the whole process of the Tara and etc. You sometimes have to demolish the whole house. But all these dinim are only Negea if it's got din Bayis. Why? Because by every single din, all these dinim, it says in the Torah, it says the word Bayis. By Mezuzah, it says on Mezuzah, it's Beisecho, the word Bayis. Namake says kisiv nebayis. It says vasisa mak legagecha. By negoim it says ubo asher loy habayis. The person who has the bayis has got to come to the kohen. So all these dinim say by bayis. And bayis as a definition, the definition of bayis is says the gemara has to be dalad. Because the Torah says the word bayis, so bayis has to be dalad. Another din it says over here is ve'in chaydin lav me'erchi amuchama. You don't come back me'erchi amuchama. It says. Says Mia Shabona Bais Vale Khalaloi, Yelech Vyoshula Basin. That's the Kohen said before Klal Yisrael went out to Muhammad, he sent a whole lot of people home. And one of them was Mia Shabona Bais So it says over there that he's got to go back home. He doesn't go to the Melcham. Why? So there's a din bias, right? A person has a bias, a house, he's got to go home. So the definition of this din bias, says the Gemara, is that it's got dimensions, it's got rules, it's got to be da-da-da-da-da. So now, Shem Zalman has a shaila that if we say mezuzah is also, if we say menorah is also chavis habayis, is it like mezuzah and chayz me'orcha melchama and all these things that we just mentioned, that to have to have dalad dalad in order to satisfy the definition of bayis? Or is it for some reason different? So there's another interesting case over there, that the brayis and the Gemara doesn't bring. Where one might need a house, there might be a din that you need a house, it's a din you need a house, but it's not brought in the Gemara. It's not brought in the Brayta in the Gemara that you need dalet or dalet. What's the din? So the din is that a nara ha-mayrosa, a girl of 12 years old, between 12 and 12 and a half, who's mayrosa, she's had erusin, she hasn't had nisuin, special definition. She's that half a year of her life, and she happened to have erusin then, she's accepted kedushin from someone, she hasn't had nisuin. So if she is zinsa, she does nus. So there's a special din over there that she's got to get. She gets skila, but there's a special din over there that she's got to get the skila. Where does she have to have the skila? Al Pesach Beis Avia, on the entrance way to her father's house. So Tosfos says over there that lechayra, Tosfos really asks the kasha that lechayra it should come out that Pesach Beis Avia has to be a house. It's got to be a house shaped Beis Avia, shaped house. Again, it says the word house, so it should be included in the list of all those things that the Gemara says. That you've got to have dalad al-dalad for it. Because it's got to be a house. And a house, we know the definition of a house is dalad al-dalad. Azoi shteitin Tosfos. Now, the Oracle Ne over there, he asks on Tosfos, he takes issue with what Tosfos holds, that you can compare the din of the Gemara of Bayis to this din of Pesach Beis Avia. He takes issue with that. And he says that it's not a complete comprehensive rule that every time you have a bias, it's got to have dalad al dalad. He said, every time really is a svara, even when the Torah says the word bias, and we say that bias means dalad al dalad, the definition, the taich of a bias is dalad al dalad, but it's not an all-out definition, it's not a complete definition, because it also depends on a svara. Let's take chayz me'orcha melchama. So there's a svara, somebody's built a house, he's on his way out to Melchama, and the Kohen announces that if he's built a house, he's got to go back home. Why? It's because one of the clauses in the Tichocha is that you'll build a house and you won't have a chance to go and live in it. So somebody's come to a milestone in life, he's built a house. So if he goes out to Melchama while he's built that house, and he ends up dying in the Melchama, and it's going to be a terrible thing. It's going to be a terrible klala. He's got to that milestone of building his house, and he hasn't managed to actually actualize his rotzen, and he doesn't manage to live over there. That's a gefer chazach. But obviously, we all understand, says Achlaner, that we all understand that if the house is a little hovel, he's got himself a tent somewhere, then that's not going to define as he hasn't reached any type of milestone in his life. It's not got no chashivas bichlal that he has a house. So basically, the house that we're looking for when we're talking about Orcha Melchama is somebody's built himself a nice house. He's come to a milestone. He's taken out. He's taken all his savings out on it, and he's a huge for him. It's a huge milestone in his life, and that house has to be that house. He has to come back from the Melchama for. But obviously. Obviously, it's got to be a house, which is a chash of a house. So if it doesn't have dalad al dalad, there it's neged, the din of the Gemara. If it doesn't have dalad al dalad, okay, so it's not a house. That type of house is not a house that we're going to be mechayev to go back from Melchama for, because it doesn't have any chashivas of a bat. So basically, the svara that he's saying is, maybe nige batim is the same thing. Negoim by teras is the same thing. Teras is also, mubash aloy abayis. It's a state of medrash as well over there, that the Torah starts off. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu starts off giving tzaraas on a house, and then slowly onto the person, etc. So it's something which is part of the person, right? He has something, he has a chash of a house, and the Eibusha gave him tzaraas on that house. But then we can understand that tzaraas, it's got to be on something which has a chashivas for a bais, a proper bais. Somebody who happens to be living in some type of living, in some type of, if you call it a living solution, he's got some type of place where he manages to sort of get by and have a roof over his head overnight. But it's not dalad dalad, it's absolutely tiny, it's smaller than the size of a bed. Such a place is b'chlal not called a house. And therefore, it doesn't have any chashivas b'chlal l'gabin gon. But he said, but Zot that might be though, when you come to the, when you talk about the din, the anara mirasa, like we just discussed, has got to be in the skeles, has got to get skila, pesach besavir, in the entranceway to her father's house. So he said, the reason why she's got to get skila over there, why do we give a skila on the pesach besavir? Why do we do that? The Gemara says over there, because ru'u gedulim shegedaltim. Yeah? We turn around to the father, and we say to him, we proclaim with him, with doing the skila over there, that ru'u gedulim shegedaltim. Look what type of chinuch you gave. Basically, to be zoyin for the father, that you mavazah the father. The Torah says it's a din to mavazah the father to go and to give a skila on the entrance way to the house where the child grew up. Says Rav Shem Zalman Ebezoi that says I'm sorry the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener says that therefore a girl who grew up in a house, it's a hovel, doesn't make a difference. It's tiny. All there is room for two beds. Basically, no, there's no. There's no room over there. So he said, there's no reason. Lamai says, she grew up in that house. There's no reason why this ru'u gedulim shegedaltem, this demonstration that we make against the father, so to speak, that we give the skila over there, the pesach besavir, there's no reason why it should be any difference just because the house hasn't got dalad al dalad. There's no reason why we should teach that the word in Torah, which says bias over there, should be a bias of dalad al dalad. There's no svar in it. Why should it be a bias of dalad al dalad? The ikka is that this was the place where this girl grew up. That's the main thing. And we want to show ru'u gedulim shegedaltem. So what's the nafkemina, how big the house is? That's what the Aruch Ner says. So basically what the Aruch Ner is telling us is that don't take this definition of bias. There's got to be dalad al dalad. Don't take this as an absolute definition. It's toila kol echad ve'echad in the svara. Every din that the Gemara happens to say that there's a din dalad al dalad, there's a svar over there that's got to dafka be dalad al dalad, because if it's not dalad al dalad, then you don't have the chashivas of a bias. But where there's no inyan in having a chashivas bias, where there's nothing like the case of Nara Merasa, which Tosis talks about, there's no inyan in having a bias. The ikka is ru'u gedulim shegedaltem, a demonstration against the father that he was megadol such a bas who did zinus. So as long as this house is a house where the child grew up, okay, so that's already enough. That's enough, and it doesn't make a difference in dalad al dalad. Just as a side, the Shem Zalman takes Shem Zalman says that even if the Aruch Ner is right, like we're saying, that it's got to be some type of svar in it. Why need the bias? He says perhaps by Nara Merasa there's also a svar. Why it has to be a house which is dalad al dalad, right? Because what do we say? What's the point of Nara Merasa? Why does it have to be dalad al dalad? Because ru'u gedulim shegedaltem. Look at the place where this girl grew up. Now Nebuch, she grew up in such a house, which is an absolute hovel, right? So Rav Shem Zalman says this far, it's like interesting, she grew up in a house with a hovel, absolutely tiny, it's got no thing at all. So maybe we don't blame her so much, and maybe we don't blame the father so much, right? That she grew up in such a house, right? That she's turned out the way she has. As Rav Shem Zalman says this far, we won't be able to say ourselves. He says, even if you take on like the Aruch Lener, and even if you say that the din bias, the necessity for dalad al dalad, has to be mistab, has to be a svara, has to be some reason why you need it. He says maybe by Nara Merasa as well, you also need it. You also need to have a bias, because the whole svara, the whole demonstration for ugedin shekadaltem is shvach. Now look how she grew up. She grew up in a little tiny house. So therefore, you pass this whole ugedin shekadaltem. But I'll go upon him. It's a machlekes lecharei. We put down machlekes tesis and the Aruch Lener. Is it something which is subject to a svara? Is this din bias subject to a svara that you have to declare on every single case? Is it din bias? Is it necessary for this bias to have dalad al dalad for whatever din we're discussing? Oh, it's not a svara. As soon the Torah Lamaisa says that the definition of bias legabe. Legabi kolateri kula, whenever there's a dim bias, there's always got to be dalad al dalad. And the shaila, the nafkimina will be legabi neres chanukah. That will be the nafkimina. Legabi neres chanukah. So, is is there din b'neres Chanukah that you got to have dalad al dalad? So the svara is that wherever you live, wherever there's a house in Klal Yisrael, there's no reason why there's a svara that you got to have dalad al dalad. So if the din dalad al dalad is a thing which is toil on svara, then lechayra, as Shem Zalman says, that svara doesn't apply by b'neres Chanukah. But if it's as agzeres hakosef, if you want to call it that, that any time that there's a din bias, the bias has to be dalad al dalad. So says Rishon Zalman, then you could already start to clear, you could start to discuss whether you need the dalad by Neris Chanukah. So we won't go into his teretz. I'm not 100% clear on his mahalach, how he answers it. I won't go into the answer he says. But that's the shaila. That's one shaila. There's another shaila that once we've established that al kaponim is a tzad, there's a dim bias in Neris Chanukah. So let's also discuss now for a few minutes what type of ownership you need to have on that house in order to be chayav on Chanukah. What type of ownership is it called? Because obviously, if it's a din bias, let's go back to the din of mezuzah. By mezuzah is a chayav as a bias, right? It's also a chayav on the house. You're not mechayav to walk around with a mezuzah in your pocket. If you have a house, you've got to make a mezuzah. So over there as well, there's a big mokum to discuss. There's a big not mocking to discuss. It's clear. There's clear halachas. What's called? Who's responsible to make sure that that house has a mezuzah? It's a din on the house. But who's responsible to make sure that the house has got a din? It's got a mezuzah. Is it the owner of the house only? The ma'is of the din is that soich has also chayv mezuzah, and so machlik is chayv on the rabbanon, or is chayv with the raisa, because has a soich got enough ownership bechlal over the house in order to be chayv as if it's his own house? But we come back to Ner Chanukah, we can discuss what ownership you need to have. Now that's clear, that a seicha of a bias that we don't find anywhere. Of course, somebody who rents a house, you're living in rental in a house, definitely is mechuyev b'Ner Chanukah, that's for sure. The only discussion that we might have is that what happens, what type of rental is ready enough? So for example, there's a tshuva from Marsham that says that a person goes on a ship overnight, or he goes on a sleeper train, and he's there overnight, and he's rented a room, he's rented a cabin, or he's rented a room on the train. He's got the menorah over there. But the Marsham says words over there, and this is what I want to discuss. I don't know how much time we have, but this is what I want to discuss. He says words over there, which bring up other shailas, the chayra. He says the only reason why you have to light. He says, because you paid for your room overnight. So you're a seicha. And that house, you own that house. It's not a house. The fact it's moving along and it's moving along doesn't make it not a house. It's still a house. And you've paid for it. You've got the schiris of it overnight. That's your house. And therefore, you have b'nei Chanukah over there. Brings us though to Shaila, that if it's a din that's your house, you need to have paid for it. There's certain cases that you might have that you haven't actually paid for it. If you think about it, somebody who's in an airport lounge, right? And he's there for the whole night. He's allowed to be there, right? He's there for the whole night. His flight's delayed for 2 days, right? And he's there overnight, and he's there over the next night. He's there for a good amount of time. He goes and he buys himself some stuff from the shops, and he's sitting there, and he's actually living over there in this airport lounge. Nobody will ever tell you that he's a seicha, he's got any schiras bichlal on this place, right? It's definitely not seicha over here. Right? He doesn't own it at all. He's got no ownership over this place. Another case, right? Somebody might be in hospital, right? And it's very debatable, and Avinezer talked about this in Gabi Hilchus Mezuzah, very debatable that somebody's in hospital. Some people can be in hospital for a long tkufa, be in hospital for a few months or whatever it is. But he says it's very debatable that he's got any type of schiras in the hospital, right? He's allowed to go and live there. There's a reshus for him to go to live there. But any type of schiras is very difficult to say that he has. And I suppose as well, a common thing would perhaps be that Hasidim go to the Rebbe for Adlokas Aneris, and they stay overnight, and they camp down in shul, basically, overnight. So it's very schwer to say, again, they have no schiras over there in shul. They're there overnight. They happen to be there overnight. But they have no type of ownership over the place. Is there any type of tanai, the Gabbana Chanukah, that you need to have ownership of the mokum where you are in order to be mechayev within a Chanukah? So, it's very, very bekitza. There's a din in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Achsenoi is chayev b'nei Chanukah. What's achsanoi? Achsanoim is a visitor. You're visiting in somebody else's house, you have an echanika. So chayra, a visitor in a house, again, it's the same story. He doesn't have any type of reshus over the house. Nobody gave him any schiras. Nobody gave him any ownership. Could be that the host wants him out as quickly as possible. He's got no ownership over there. He's allowed to be there for a few days. And the ma'aseh is chayv in a chanukah. But masafik is as follows. Very, very quickly, masafik is as follows. That the din of achsanoi chayv in a chanukah steht in Ram. The reason achsanoi is chayv, the chiddush achsanoi chayv in a chanukah is that even though he doesn't have a house, he still chayv, as the Ram says. So the chayra, it's mamish pshitas to the shayla that we have over here. But my question is, my shayla just is, that the Gemara says over there, that what does achsanoi do? What does he do? So the Gemara says over there, he's mishtatav b'pruta. He goes, it's a special din, he goes, he gives the balabais a pruta towards his neiris, and with that, he has a shaykhus, the adlokah of the balabais, and with that, he's yotza the mitzvah. Now, the Gemara doesn't say anywhere, let's not forget, that what's he done over here, what's he achieved? He's achieved that he's got a shaykhus by giving money for the neiris, he's got a shaykhus to the balabais' neiris. That's his oifen, that's his way, that he has a shaykhus to the mitzvah of Nechanika. But why? Why does the Gemara not say that he's mechuyev to light himself? That to be shy to the barabbas is adloka. You'll only satisfy the ikadin of an echanika. Like we spoke before, the mitzvah is ner ishu beisay, that one person can light for everyone, and he's doch one of the bnei abayis. He's been mishtat of a putta. Very good. So he's yotz with that. He's yotz to the mitzvah of an echanika. Very nice. But there's donochadin in echanika is that the mahadrim and a mahadrin that everyone's got to light. So what's helped you mishtat of a putta? And it seems to be the Gemara is discussing those days where not everyone was makbid the mahadrim and mahadrin, and that's all the Gemara means. But enochanama taka, somebody who can afford the neiros, whatever it is, he should light over there by his host. He should light a menorah as well. And the mashmos of the tour is azoy. I don't know halacha lemais. Mashmos of the tour is azoy. Chasano is exactly the same as anybody else. He's a visitor in the house, but he still has to light the menorah. He's got to light it like everyone else. And what the Gemara says, Mishtat Bepruta, which it sounds like a B'dievetika Zach, he's Mishtat Bepruta, he's talking not Yetza Mahadrim no Mahadrim with that. But, Mashmois of other Poiskim, Magen Avraham, is that there's no din Bechlal and Achsanoi to have Mahadrim no Mahadrim. And that brings us over to the other side of our Sofi. Because according to what we just said, Achsanoi, we see from Achsanoi a visitor, that the person's in the airport, the person's in the house, in the airport, or the person who's in the hospital, or whatever it may be, has no ownership of where he is, he's still chayv, because no different to Achsanoi. But, if we see that Achsanoi can't be mekayim the mitzvah of Mahadrim and Mahadrim, if we would see the mashmas of Magen Avraham, is that he cannot be mekayim the Mahadrim and Mahadrim. Right? He's got no oifen of being mekayim the Mahadrim and Mahadrim. So the chayv, why? So the pshat is because Yitaka needs to have a house, and the house needs to belong to him. And the house doesn't belong to him, then he's not chayv. And like we saw before from Marasham, the only reason why the person on the train is chayv is because he paid for it. If he didn't pay for it, he's not mechuyev. He's not mechuyev bechlal to. He's not mechuyev to. He's not mechuyev at all in the adlaka. So what's pshat nachsanoi? I is only a visitor. Oh, so achsanoi is a new chiddush. Achsanoi is a chiddush that if you're in a house and that house has already got a adlaka, so you can have a shaykhus to that lock of the bias by being mishtat b'pruta with the bias. But it's only because, again, it's only because there's already a lock over there in the bias that you can go and be mishtat with the b'pruta with that lock of the bias. Whereas, somebody's in the airport or somebody's in the hospital and there is nobody doing a lock over there, then perhaps according to the second way that we're coming out, the achsanoi is not mechuyev himself. It's a special din that you can mishtat b'pruta. So if there's no one else over there actually going and lighting, it won't help him b'chalal on these, and he won't be able to make the mitzvah b'chalal of adlokas nechanukah. Huh?